district tournament, coach, going to be kicking off here on Friday. I know we talked a little bit about last time, you know, having time off or keeping playing. You know, you're working some things, you rest some arms a little bit. You think it's been kind of beneficial for you to have a few days before the district starts?
Yeah, you know, it's the hardest part, especially when you've got a roster of, you know, like we've got 13 guys with the juniors being up at state. It's hard. You can't actually play, you know, a simulated game, anything like that. You know, get used to, like in college where you got 40 guys around that you can, you know, inter squad pretty easily. And so, hell, what would that be? 2-3 years ago, it was actually Tyler McCarty had found this. It's called Speedball, which is, it's kind of getting big out in California where it's, basically teams of four players and you have one pitcher and, usually you'd have a catcher there, and usually it's going to be, you know, a coach or somebody that you're just throwing almost like BP, and then you simulate a game, and teams rotate from offense to infield to outfield. So we've kind of taken that, and the last 3 years now, that's kind of been our postseason last week, how we get through and get live reps. So, you know, the rain last night, as good as it was, you know, it was kind of hard to get outside, so... That was the only issue, was we had two guys that did not get a chance to throw in that. But, you know, you find ways to get done what you need to get done when you do have that time off.
Brackets came out. You got the two seed holders to the one. You kind of felt it. 1, 2, or 3 could have been, or maybe more like 2 and 3 you were kind of leaning towards. Is that right?
Yeah, so we ended up with a 3 seed. I think it was, dang it, now I can't remember. Holder's 1 seed, Broken Bow 2 seed, it's one or the other.
Yep, you got that right. Exactly right, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, and then yep, we've got Minden. So, right where we thought we'd be, obviously hope for a little higher seed. But, you know, Minden's a team that, talking to the guys last night, it's hard to say that they're scary, but they're definitely a team that, you know, we've beat them in 6 meetings now, 5 or 6 consecutive meetings, and we've beat them pretty handily. And they've also proven that, you know, they beat Broken Bow in extra innings, and they put up a lot of runs on them. So it's hard to beat a team enough as it is, you know, twice in a season, let alone 3 times. So it's, you know, a familiar opponent, which is a good thing, which most of the teams would be. But at the same time, they're going to be licking their chops, and you know, they're going to be coming right for us. So we're going to have to, you know, return the favor. And as confident as I am, it's one of those you can never be too comfortable, because that's when a team will get you. So, you know, that's the nice thing about the way that Nebraska Legion is structured, is you kind of get a new season at district time. So, you know, as much as we do know and we are comfortable playing Minden, it's, you got to be, you know, treat like it is the first meeting.
Would I say, be safe to say this, that the first time you've ever had a district tournament with Louisville Weeping Water in it, with along with yourselves?
Yes, and O'Neill was the other one. So that's the thing that I've noticed. You know, some leadership down at the state changed a couple years ago. There's a guy that, he was around even back when I was playing, that retired, and ever since he retired, something has been different every single year. So, you know, like 2 years ago when we hosted districts, we had Ogallala that had come down to our district, which never happened. You know, last year things were a little bit more stabilized, but we picked up Central City, which was odd. And then, yeah, this year we've got O'Neill and Weeping Water. So it's frustrating, because you wish that, you know these things earlier in the season so that you can get a chance to see the teams and, you know, kind of what to expect with them, which, like Weeping Water, they're an East team. And, you know, luckily Coach Olson at the college, his brother lives right down there, and kind of got a little intel for us, and you know, we look at numbers, and Coach Hines has, I think it's some AI program that basically can give you matchups, and we do look at a lot of stuff, you know, not necessarily scouting reports, but you know, we kind of get an idea of what we have numbers wise coming into things. But also, you know, it's one of those things, can it be deceptive, because they are an East team, and you know, if you're playing Lincoln and Omaha schools and even Western Iowa schools a lot, but that's a little different than what we see out here. So, especially, you know, I saw a news report the other day that their coach has been around for like 40 years, and this is his last year. He's retiring. So, you know, there's a lot of factors that Weeping Water Bridgewater could be a team that I still am not convinced that they're not going to be kind of a juggernaut in the whole deal.
You guys got a chance to win this just as much as anybody else with the way your team have played this year. I mean, yeah, you guys aren't fearing anybody, are you?
No, and that's the thing. You know, even like, you know, you look at Holdridge, they got two on us, but our first meeting, it's a one-run game. Broken Bow, that was when we went up there for that doubleheader. We were short-staffed. You know, one-run game, game two, first game, that kind of got away from us at the end, but that was a one-run game the entire game. So, that's the thing about a normal Area 6 district is it's always up for grabs. The last few years, it's kind of bounced between Holdridge, Broken Bow. The year before that, it was Ogallala. But, you know, you're comfortable with it because of the teams that we're playing. And like I said, it's exciting because I think the guys kind of understand that the whole season leads up to this. That's the reason you play a season, is so you can get to the district tournament. And then actually the way that the postseason is designed this year, so, you know, another change that I was talking about is if you get a runner-up spot, then you actually go to the opposite side. So there are two state tournaments. They're calling it American and National, so even if we would get second place, we would actually go to Auburn, Nebraska for the eastern half state, and then I believe it's the winners or the top two from each of those tournaments would then go play like another state tournament. So it's, you know, designed a little more like a college playoff system. So it's, you know, pressure's off on that a little bit, but it's so much easier and easier for everybody if you just win the whole thing.
And finally, Coach Conroy, pitching for the opener. Who gets a start?
So we're gonna. That is the nice thing about having a week off. We were able to reset the rotation. Trey Tiller, he'll go game one. The nice thing, he did pitch against Minden, but that was, I mean, almost 2 months ago now. So it's not like the MLB where you're seeing the same teams, you know, many, many times through a season. So Trey's gonna go game one. You know, he's all of our starters have shown that they can go complete games. Most of them do. So he'll go game one. Trenton, kind of depending on who we see Saturday, will go game two. And then Sunday, Monday, it's going to be kind of Miles and Tripp. Those are our three and four guys in the rotation. So, that's kind of the biggest advantage we have, and especially with those simulated reports that Coach runs, that was what it said. Our biggest advantage is just our pitching depth, because we've got, you know, those four reliable starters. We've got a couple guys that can come out of the bullpen really reliably and give us, you know, kind of that long relief, 3-4 innings if needed. Simon Garcia, he's done a great job coming in and kind of taking that closer role for us. And he, you know, laughs at himself and says he doesn't need an off-speed because all he does is throw strikes. But that's all you need to do. That's the name of the game, is throw strikes. And that is what we do a really good job of. So I think that's, of any advantage we have, that's